Have you ever felt fear in life? I think that when we were all little, we feared something, right? And more when we fed our minds with movies, news, or situations that generated some fear in us or a certain concern. I think not only when we were little, but now when we believe, that becomes very real and very evident in our lives, feeding our minds with bad news. And those situations that generate fear becomes a habit. And many times this habit completely seizes us to such an extent that fear for which we choose stops us, slows us down, limits us, paralyzes us, and affects our faith. We really are what we consume or what we feed on. That is why the Bible says that faith comes from hearing and hearing God's words, a sincere, strong faith, a faith in which we can strengthen ourselves, and it will help to stand firm in the midst of any circumstances of life, a faith that will sustain us by God's promises. And His promises, the Bible said that they are in the yes and love. That means that God has promised, that is fulfilled, my beloved friend. And when we hold onto those promises, our faith is strengthened and we can stand firm. But if we feed on the boast, which is the bad news, we are going to have a serious problem. All the time we will see some doubt that will be visiting us, and it will be attacking us. And then we will not have to fight against fear or against fear, but also against doubt. Because instead of filling our minds and hearts with these words, with hope, with faith, of strength, of His promises, remembering what God is, we are abandoning ourselves to uncertainty, pain, sadness, to everything that this world wants to place, like a negative seed in our heart. Not to continue believing, what are you feeding on, is what we should be asking ourselves today. What is sustaining your life? Doubt, unbelief, and all that is leading you to be afraid. Now the Bible speaks of fear. That is the beginning of wisdom. That is the fear of God. But the fear that the Bible speaks of is not a fear, but rather it is a respect. It is an admiration. It is a desire to submit to and to be subject to the Lord. It is a reverent fear. And that fear makes us live life with patience, full of His love, of God's love, and with the ability to know how to reflect what is pleasing to God. And if His will is immersed in the midst of the decisions that we are going to make, then He says that there is wisdom. Today it is important, in the middle of this world in which we are, a world full of pandemic, full of fear, it is important that we reflect on how we believe. And if we also decide to let ourselves be affected by that pandemic, a pandemic that is not only of COVID, but it is called the fear. Fear. Psalms chapter 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Then why should I fear? Or why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, and He is my fortress, and He protects me from danger. So why should I be afraid? Then the wicked come to devour me. When my enemies and adversaries attack me, they will stumble and fall." You know, David knew that many times, if they were going to surround the enemies, and the life is not about that everything is going to be rosy. Life brings its risks. Life brings challenges. It has good times and bad times. That's life. And who you trust will make the difference. That's why David knew that although he had enemies and they surrounded him, many difficult, worrying moments, he wrote this Psalms chapter 27, and said, "I have light and salvation, and my light, that is what is going to illuminate my path, and it's going to bring me hope and salvation. It's not the world. It is God. And if I have Him, then why should I be afraid? If He is all powerful if He is the wonder worker, if He has always been with me, when I know who He is for me, my confidence rises and my fear begins to disappear. Now, in certain aspects, fear could be used for our good many times. Now, some fear paralyzes them and does not let them advance. Others fear, it gives them strength to do what they have not dared to do. And that is where many times we can use it in the right way. But when it is obtained and used in the wrong way, my dear friend, fear robs you of faith. My beloved friend, fear steals your faith. Fear puts doubt in your heart. Fear paralyzes you. Fear leads you to miss opportunities. Now, I was talking to you at the beginning that fear is often the result of what we are feeding. Second, I could tell you that fear is also the result of those memories of the past that are not good. We keep them current in our mind and in our hearts. And they are affecting our present. Those situations that we live, that in one moment or another marked us. And that they are there. And that when new challenges come in life, we remember them. We bring them to memory. And it slows us down. And we live life trying to drive a car at high speed, squeezing the pedal completely, having the handbrake on. Once I remember that I started my car and started driving, but I felt that while I was accelerating, the car was not going very fast. It had something that was preventing it from moving more freely, and I realized that it was the handbrake. Do not remove it completely. The car was suffering because it did not work freely. And this led me to think that many times in life, there is a handbrake that many times, for a fault, we do not let go of it completely. And we live life a little forced, burdened, limited. And that handbrake is fear, fear of what could come. I believe that fear is the root of many other situations that they are going to occur. So fear will paralyze you. And if you remember it, you have it in your mind, those situations in life that did not let you advance and that you have not been able to completely let go of. It will affect the rest of your life. Think about it. How many opportunities you have missed because of the fear of what happened yesterday and seizing you today. And think, I am not going to suffer again, or I am not going to let it hurt. Therefore, you close your eyes to another opportunity. That is the worst strategy we can use. Close ourselves to life. Close ourselves to friends. Close ourselves to everything, because it is not about that. Imagine a Jesus who knew that He was going to be denied and that He was going to be delivered. He never closed to Judas. He was never closed to the people. He was always open. He knew that it was a part of life. And what we need is wisdom to know how to face it. But it is a part of David understood that you have in your mind that you have not been able to let go. Today, there is an opportunity that you can let go. Today, I come to give you an advice and to tell you, you need to let go. Let go of that stormy relationship. Release it today into the hands of the Lord. Let go of those moments of anguish. Release them into the hands of the Lord. Let go of the sadness in your heart. May the Lord comfort you, because if you open your eyes today, my beloved friend, today there is hope. Today the sun rose for you because the Lord decided to give you a new opportunity. But if you are afraid, you are going to limit yourself. This reminds me that fear was brought doubt in Peter's heart. When Jesus got into the boat and said, "Peter, I know you haven't caught anything, but now follow me. Row out to the sea and throw the nets to fish." And Peter the first reaction he had was, "We have caught nothing. We have already tired ourselves out. But on your word, I will cast the net." And after they did what Jesus told them, where they should throw the net, there, the net broke. But I always have the taste and sense what would have happened if Peter had thrown the net, because Peter carried only one net. What if Peter had the freedom to let go of the past and to stop urging his mind with logic and to believe the words of God, the words that Jesus was saying? How many fish would he have caught? So it happens many times. We limit the resources that God has for us. My dear friends, always think the Lord always surrounds you. He is our light and our salvation. When you feel fear, that absence of that light of the Lord, trust. Raise your gaze to the heaven. Pray. Say, Lord, you are my light and my salvation, of whom I fear. You are my strength of my life, of whom I have to be afraid. We know that all those situations are not going to change. We have that great and powerful God who sustains us. He is our Father. He is our friend. He is your light and he is your salvation. And finally, it is important to understand that fear is often produced by situations we live in, but also by the lack of knowing true love. And with this, I want to finish, because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, and that the perfect love is not found in the world. That perfect love is only in God, because that perfect love will surround you in such a way that you always feel safe and secure. Only you make the decisions to access it. Father, today, I thank you for your words. Thank you, Lord, because at dawn, you remind us that you love us. You remind us, Lord, that while there is life, there is hope. You remind us, my beloved Father, that fear does not come from you. On the contrary, that insecurity, Lord, it has to go when we trust you. In your words, today, help us to change those habits. And instead of feeding us on bad news, feeding us on your word, and that our faith, or the faith that you have given in us, grows in such a way that we are not moved, so we can take advantage of every opportunity and we can take safe steps, because you are in us and with us. Today is the day, Father. Separated from you, we can do nothing. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.